When you think of Wisconsin fish, you may think of reeling in a prized walleye or muskie. But a new book for middle school students tells the story of saving a fish that used to be common to Wisconsin waterways, and that is the lake sturgeon. It's one of the largest and oldest fish species on the planet.
It was brought to the edge of extinction in the late 1800s, but over the decades, Wisconsin fishers and conservationists worked to carefully restore its population. Now, Wisconsin's healthy sturgeon are reviving the species in rivers around the U.S.
The book shows how young people can help protect this ancient fish that can live to be over 100 years old in the wild and weigh over 200 pounds. To learn more about the remarkable lake sturgeon, we have Ann Moser, Senior Special Librarian and Education Coordinator at Wisconsin Sea Grant and collaborator on the new middle grade book. And author Rebecca Hogue Wojan joins us, library media specialist at Memorial High School in Eau Claire. Her new book is called Saving Our Sturgeon, Protecting Wisconsin's Ancient Fish. Ann and Becky, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Oh, thanks so much for having us, Kate.
Yes, thank you. We're excited to be here.
Becky, let's start with you. Lake sturgeon are often called living dinosaurs, and it's the title of your first chapter. How ancient are these Wisconsin fish? Are we getting a glimpse of the dinosaur age?
We really are. They've been around for millions of years since the time of dinosaurs, and they've retained a lot of the same qualities. So unlike other fish who have evolved scales and bones and teeth and that kind of thing, they look pretty much the same as they did back in that day. So it's a pretty remarkable fish.
And they can get very old and pretty heavy. Can you talk about what they weigh and how big they are?
Yeah, they can live for 100 years and they can weigh hundreds of pounds. So pretty remarkable that they grow from these tiny eggs and tiny little hatchlings and develop over decades of lifespan into these giant monsters that are cruising the bottom of our rivers and lakes.
Giant monsters. And how big is big? What have you seen?
Well, I won't call them a monster because I just think that they are just really special species. And Becky's exactly right. I think that the state record for spearing in the winter in February in Lake Winnebago was over 200 pounds. Mm. That was set in, I think, 2010. I think this past winter, a young woman in her 20s speared one that was up in the 170s. So yeah, they're pretty remarkable fish that have been around from the dinosaurs and really are gentle giants more than monsters, I would say. And one of the things that drew me into thinking about having a book for young readers is they're just phenomenal species of fish.
Yes. And Becky, you really did so many interviews to bring the researchers and the conservationists, bring them to life. Can you talk a little bit about this history when the lake sturgeon populations went from thriving in the early 1800s to the brink of extinction by the end of the century? Why was our state's lake sturgeon brought so close to extinction?
Yeah, there were several reasons that were kind of contributing. You know, they've been around for millions of years and they were thriving in Wisconsin for most of that time until about, 150, 200 years ago. And at that time, and many of our like native nations of the state just really revered them. And it was like just a staple and a part of their existence. Once the European settlers started arriving in Wisconsin, or the area we now know as Wisconsin, that's when things started to shift a little bit. And there were kind of three main things that affected them. One is that many of those settlers found the sturgeon to be nuisance fish. They didn't like them as like fish for eating or for harvesting. The scutes on the sturgeon often cut their fishing nets. And so they were often like clubbed or, removed from the lakes just to get them out of the way so that they could focus on the other fish in the lakes. The second one was just an access reason for the fish. As settlers came in, many of our rivers were dammed up for power and for all sorts of reasons. And this really prohibited, they didn't know at the time, but it prohibited the spawning and the movement of the fish, not just of sturgeon, but a lot of other fish too. And sturgeon are a species that needs like miles and miles of river to be able to propagate. So that really affected. And it wasn't something that people noticed right away because sturgeon have such a long lifespan, but it was making it so that those young sturgeon weren't being born. And then the last one is in the late 1800s, refrigeration coming into being, there was a fad for caviar and people were able to ship sturgeon eggs to places further than they normally could have. So suddenly it was seen as black gold in the state of Wisconsin. And so thousands and thousands and millions of fish were harvested for their eggs. And that took a huge toll on the sturgeon population.
We're talking about a new children's book and efforts to save Wisconsin's lake sturgeon with Becky Wojahn, author of Saving Our Sturgeon. And Ann Moser is here, the Senior Special Librarian and Education Coordinator with Wisconsin Sea Grant. Ann, you've looked very closely into the dams and the impact on spawning, the impact on habitat fragmentation. Can you talk more about that?
As they were building the dams, they weren't really taking into consideration the fish, the species, as Becky described. It takes a really long time for the female to mature, to spawn. So, you know, an average of like 20 years old before they have their first spawning experience. And then they only spawn every 5 years. So when something happens to a lake sturgeon and it has been impacted, it takes a really long time for that to be understood and also to see the impact. So when they built all these dams with no fish passages, we're still seeing the effects of that today because they still have not completely recovered because of that. But what's interesting and what I think Becky really tells really well in the story is the different story of the Lake Winnebago system, because that's really what this book is about, this remarkable ecosystem in the Lake Winnebago system. And so it's a perfect ecosystem for these fish with all these beautiful rivers where they go up and spawn, the Wolf River, the Fox River, the Embarrass River. It's a beautiful lake and the rivers go off, but they didn't put dams right away on some of these spawning rivers. And so for a while it was okay. They eventually dammed the Lower Fox River. And so what happened was suddenly this Lake Winnebago system became this sort of perfect system where the population, you know, all those things that Becky had been mentioning weren't necessarily happening to this one population. But they were still under a lot of stress, habitat destruction, all of that stuff. So dams were kind of a different effect for the lake sturgeon in Lake Winnebago system. And that's why the story of that particular fishery is so important, because it's a closed system, they can closely monitor it, they can get a lot of data and have a really good understanding of the science of how to protect lake sturgeon. So in a way, sort of the dams are kind of a positive for this one particular species. But that's not what scientists want. They want the whole entire Upper Great Lakes to have more lake sturgeon. And so we're learning lessons from the Lake Winnebago system that they can use all around.
And, you know, toward the end of the book, there are so many ways that young people can get involved in preservation efforts with lake sturgeon. Can you talk about one that comes to mind?
You know, the greatest thing you can do is have an experience where you get to witness these fish, right? You know, one is in September in Milwaukee, they have a big harbor fest, and part of that includes a release of lake sturgeon. For those that live in the Milwaukee area, go down there, watch this happen. They're raised at River Edge Nature Center, and then they release them. And to see these fish in front of you is just a remarkable experience. Other kind of in-person experiences, you can go in winter, go up to Lake Winnebago. You can go to the registration tables where they're registering the fish that are caught. And to talk to people about their experiences, it's unbelievable. Like, I describe this to my friend, I'm not from Wisconsin, and I tell my friends and family, and they're just, no, they can't believe it. They're just an incredible experience. And at the same time, you can go up to the Shawano area where they spawn. And that's even more remarkable because here are these fish just coming right up next to you, doing their spawning. You can basically reach down and touch them. But to see them live like that is incredible.
Well, Anne and Becky, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much, Kate.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Becky Wojahn is a high school librarian in Eau Claire and the author of 18 children's books. Her new one, it's called Saving Our Sturgeon, Protecting Wisconsin's Ancient Fish. And Anne Moser is a senior special librarian and education coordinator at Wisconsin Sea Grant. She collaborated with Becky on the book and inspired her to write it.
Do you have a story to share about seeing or catching a lake sturgeon, or maybe the one that got away? What was it like? Email your story. You can also share a picture of said sturgeon with us at Wisconsin Today at WPR.org. That email again, Wisconsin Today at WPR.org.